Hey guys, welcome back to the Workaholics, where no, we are not addicted to alcohol, but yes, we are addicted to this podcast. And Mariah, why are you already laughing? Why, we just started and you are already laughing.
A grand day, man.
A grand day indeed. Of course, small talk. You want to hit us off, Nat?
Let's Easter was this week. Easter was great. Hung out with the family. That was fun. This week, we called this the Workaholics, I think originally because all three of us would work all the time, but also me and Max were working two jobs for a while. I am still working two jobs. So my other job, I work customer service. I answer phones. This week, I got verbally harassed by an old lady.
What? Not the verbal harassment.
The verbal harassment. You gotta love it. Working in a call center, you have to be prepared. So this was my actual first call of the day. Really good way to start your morning.
Oh
This
my
lady
God.
called me, and we were doing construction out where she lives. This lady calls me. She, I'm not gonna say all the words, obviously, but she's like, "You guys, down at your construction guys, they better get the F off my lawn. I can't believe you're effing in my pro on my property." And she proceeds to just keep cursing at me. And so I was like, "I'm not taking this." And so I was like, "Ma'am, I will get someone out there to see what we can do, but there's really nothing I can do from here from the office. Like, I can send a manager, my construction manager out there." And she proceeds to tell me that she has a weapon and she's not afraid to take her oxygen off and come out there with it.
No, stop. She did not just say oxygen off.
Oh my God, like this
I
oxygen
was trying
that
so
goes
hard
in your
not to
mouth.
laugh. I was trying not to laugh. I was like, what do I do at this point? I had to tell my manager because if she's threatening one of our guys with a, pew pew, okay, I have to tell them because I can't just like let him go out there and get shot. So I had to tell the manager, and she had to go and warn the guys, like, hey, if she starts coming out, you have to call the police. It was a whole big thing. And the construction manager ended up going out there. She screamed at him, slammed the door in his face, but nobody died. So that was
That we know of.
highlight of my day. That
Oh my gosh.
was just today.
was yesterday.
That was just it. Oh my God, that's crazy. Some
Yeah.
people.
Holy crap.
So
Some
great way to start the
people.
day, great way to start the week.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Start the podcast right there. Some verbal harassment into a threat. Oh my gosh.
A little pew pew. Yeah, I
A little
didn't want to
pew
say
pew.
the other word, but yeah, that was a good way getting cursed at for 5 minutes straight.
Oh my God. Some people, I don't understand why some people can just be like that rude. Like,
No, for
have a
real.
civil conversation. You're an adult. Like, act like it. Like, come on. Like, I
I
get it if
know.
like some situations need to be a little hostile. I probably will be hostile in most, but like,
The
hey,
whole
Max,
irony of
don't look at me
this.
like that.
It's true
But
that you are hostile.
the whole irony of
Yeah.
it is we weren't even on her property. It was the city property. And she's threatening us for nothing.
Oh,
Ew.
I am construction workers.
And then she sounded like that. She probably walked out there with her nightgown and her freaking.
In her muumuu.
She's all she's all ripping off. She's all like, wham! Guys, get off my property. Her slippers are cows.
Oh my God, they really
They're mooing as she goes out there.
She got a
Oh, that's
moo-moo
weird.
with the pew-pew.
All right, I'm gonna go next because my week has been crazy. So, if you guys cannot tell, my mic audio is gone a little bit downhill, which is the saddest thing a man like me can say because I'm quite invested into my technology. Clearly, I have a $1,000 computer with a $300 monitor, and just, I'd say I'm pretty invested. But my mic recently broke. You could hear it in the last episode a little bit. You could hear a little bit of graininess in my mic, but it's gotten worse to where the fact where I was on stream and I was like, I cannot have this. This is so bad. Especially if I want to turn it into a video. So I am now demoted to my second best thing, which is my Bluetooth headset. Mike. Also wanted to show you guys something. I feel like I already showed you guys this, but I think it's time we face the truth before pictures come out. I do own.
I can't wait.
Boots.
I love this. I love this. This is so not you. It's hilarious.
These are boots.
Yeehaw. Now, listen, this is the only reason I
have. No.
Oh my god. Wait.
Is he gonna get one? Stop. He just got up.
Stop. No, you're joking. Wait, you have a hat before me? How is this possible?
Yeah.
I was loud of it. I will be honest. There is a hat somewhere around here. There is. I will be honest. There is
cowboy
hat around here somewhere. And it's pretty nice, actually.
Wait, can I have it?
It might not be here anymore.
Oh! Well, screw off.
The only reason I have... Hold on, let me defend myself really fast before you guys are like, oh my gosh, he's turning cowboy. The only reason boots... The only reason I have those is because they're steel-toed, and I need steel-toed boots for where I'm going to work. I am working a second job now.
Blue collar? Question mark? Hold on. You're a geek.
Hold on. Dude,
hell, you are a gamer.
I'm a geek.
Why are you getting into the blue collar workforce? Well, I mean, I'm kind of already there, technically.
Yeah, I kind of already am.
With the classification being like, oh, waiter, cook, whatever, it's technically blue collar, but it's not my classification of blue collar.
Yeah.
Continue, sorry. That's not.
You need to tell us the name of where this is after.
I will be making $20 an hour.
Oh,
and I will be working a minimum.
I think you said $2.
No, 20.
That's not worth it.
I will be making $20 an hour. I will be working a minimum of 30 hours a week just on this one job.
Bro,
so
wait,
not only this, I get up.
Wait.
No.
You're working 30 hours a week?
Just on this one job, yes. A minimum. This is my hours of the day. This is how my tomorrow will consist of. I will get up at 8. Actually, I will get up at 7:30. I will arrive at there at 8. I will work there till about 1. I will then head to the other job from 2 to 9. I will go home and go to bed, and I will wake up and repeat the said process.
And that's not counting
what about
whether you want to stream or record or edit, too.
This is
and
also
gym.
Not accounting.
You got to incorporate gym.
The gym will probably be after 9, so... But yeah, I'm not sure how I'm going to fit everything in. I'm sure weekends are going to be a little more open, but it's still the fact that like my Fridays, when I don't work my second job, I'll be working there from like 8 to 6. So
that's what I was just about to ask, like what the hours when you don't work at the restaurant.
Interesting.
I need to wash 20.
Do you get like an hour break? Like, is that how that works? You get an hour lunch? Is that why you work till 6?
I got told that I'd be making, or that I'd have to wash a minimum of 20 trucks, and I can do it whenever I want, but I have to do 20 trucks a week, no matter what. So under my time.
Are you detailing them or just washing the outside?
I think I'm just washing the outside. I don't know yet.
What kind of trucks are these?
These are big rigs.
Big rigs.
No, these are like, it'll take
these
me at
trucks.
Least an hour
meant,
to
like,
clean one truck. No, this will take me an hour to clean one truck.
Oh,
okay. So like semis, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yep, semis, big rigs, probably with trailers and pups included. You guys don't know what pups are? They're the little trailer behind the trailer.
Someone started the period. Oh.
Not me.
I did.
Do I have that?
You give up, PMS.
All right, moving on.
You guys have sync. It's Bluetooth.
Bluetooth connected. Anyway. Mariah, how was your...
Oh, my gosh.
My week's been good. I've kind of just, like, it was Easter weekend, spent it with the family. Just went out. We were riding the horses. My fiancé ropes, so he was practicing with his family. It was really good. My puppy I don't know if I mentioned her. I have a puppy. Her name is Sky, and I love her to death. But she had such a blast going. She is still like 4 months old. And so this was like the most active she's ever been. And she was out, dude. Like, she was sleeping. So we were doing our roping and stuff all day Saturday. By like 6:30, she was out like a light for the rest of the night. And then that was like, she was done for the rest of the trip. But that was good. Other than that, I came back home and my grandpa stayed with me for a little bit. So I got to hang out with him. Nothing really too crazy. Been just going to class, going to the gym, keeping up my studies. And today was a good gym day, though. I won't lie. Like, I've been nonstop going today. It was like, I woke up at 8 and I was on TikTok for like an hour. And then I got up, got me like some breakfast and stuff, and then went to this like coffee shop with a friend of mine. Shout out Bula. Her name is actually not Bula. Don't call her Bula. That is the only thing that I can say. We went to this coffee shop and we just like chit-chatted, and then I went to a drag like event. Guys, okay. It was
like nothing too crazy.
Going to a drag event. What?
It was like drag, like, people that don't know, it's a drag queen event. So when I think of drag, I think of like drag racing, like vehicles. Some other people think of drag queens, like men that dress up like feminine in the nicest way possible. It was good for them to have that confidence, I will say that. But I could never. There was a lot of ass shaking. Titties be titties.
What? Whoa.
They're putting on a show.
Mind you, okay, keep in mind.
What kind of show did you go to?
This was on my campus, guys. This was a fundraiser for who knows what. It was on campus.
You're kidding me.
There's a strip club on your campus.
Correct.
Man.
Whoa. Whoa.
For those of you who are listening, again, we are in Utah. You do not know how funny this is.
Yeah, this is not normal to have a strip club in Utah.
And Utah is a very more of like a Republican state. Like, I would classify me as more of a Republican myself. Yeah, get in the gains, man.
Oh. Yes, my
quads are going to be killing. It was good leg day. I won't lie. Crazy. Max, all right. You said you had something for us. What's your thought process?
No, I do have something for us today.
Ew, you're canceled already.
Canceled already. Celebrities. Right? One word, celebrities. And you think of hundreds of people, correct?
No.
Now.
I'm just trying to ruin Max's segment here.
Guys, the segment intro was going to be perfect. And Mariah goes, no. No.
This is too.
Okay, one word slip. Now it's over. Now the bit. I'm going to knock over my mirror one of these times. The bit is over now. Thank you. Okay, guys, celebrities. So, clearly, when you think of celebrities, you think of Will Smith. I mean, you think of all these different people, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Nat. Mariah, where's the hustle? I need some motivation right now.
I'm sorry, I think it caught us off guard when you said Will Smith. Who's thinking of Will Smith?
Thinking of Will Smith, like, just randomly, the celebrity.
Madeline Klein, what else do you want?
Who the hell is that?
Say someone like, I don't even know at this point. Like, Tom Cruise.
Okay.
No, I don't.
This is where we're leading.
Hold on. Anyways, continue what you're going on. I'm gonna look up Madeline Klein.
Drew Starkey. Kill me.
Okay, guys, I I would go lesbian for the women on there, and I'm definitely straight for the men on there. Let's just say that. Like,
be for real.
Beautiful people.
This is perfect. This is yes. The new conversation. Yes.
Oh, the transition.
See? We can together.
Okay, see, this is where it leads. Celebrity crushes. Guys, celebrity crushes. Let's hear them.
I got my visual.
Where I wanted to lead us into it. Who are our celebrity crushes?
Guys, hands down, nobody can tell me different that Ryan Reynolds isn't the top one.
Like, Ryan Reynolds is number one. Right? Okay, this is clear.
He's for the guys and the girls.
Is number one. He is for the guys and for the girls.
Exactly. Like, oh my God, I love that man so much. And the way he, like, has his children, like, way he treats them is just so, so cute. And it's just like, oh, I understand why Blake Lively really, like, hitched that up, like, quite a few years ago. I don't know how long they've been married. But...
I mean, money too, but what?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But, like, she's hot too.
Yeah, dude, Blake Lively's hot too. Hot.
I'm going right back to Drew Starkey, honestly. He's so hot.
Yeah, from the Outer Banks cast.
Yes.
The whole Outer Banks cast is fire.
I mean, John B. Is not the greatest, but no. JJ, yeah.
Yeah,
I
get it.
Yes.
I get
don't know.
It.
I'm
get
trying
it.
To think, but like, because back when some of these people were younger, I can see it. Like, Harry Styles is a no for me. I don't
know.
He has good music, but I don't think he's attractive. Let me see. Logan Lerman.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
Okay.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Right,
he's on Percy Jackson.
Okay.
Don't go.
Anakin
all
Skywalker.
Oh, wait, hold on, Logan.
she pulls it up.
Yeah, that man I thought was the cutest when I
don't
was
know
younger.
The kid
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Oh my God, I love it. Oh my God. Or like,
that's been pulled on so good.
What's this guy's name?
Wow.
Oh shoot, I love this. Mariah's giving us a visual for you, for the audio listeners.
Yeah, for the audience, Mariah has a giant TV behind her and she's loving it. She's pulling up every single man she can online.
This man right here.
He was my biggest Disney crush.
He's the Hannah Montana, like, dream
the cowboy.
Boy.
Oh my gosh.
The cowboy on the movie. You
yes.
guys, specify. It's
so
the movie.
Fine.
Oh my God,
yes.
This man. Guys,
so
there's a reason why the only thing I looked up was Hannah Montana cast movie, and he was the first one that popped up. Like, there's
for
a
good
reason.
Reason
for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need to save us, kind of. I need to save us. I need to save us. Guys, this one's for all the guys. All the guys can understand this one, okay? I already brought her up because I didn't think of any of the celebrities, but Madeline Klein is...
Back to Madeline.
I'm just saying. You know, the ladies are like, yeah, I'll flip. Like, come on, guys. When she
Agreed.
First pops up in Outer Banks, I'm like,
she's dropped
also,
that gorgeous.
Valid. Really.
Jenna Ortega looks 12.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Yeah, she does look 12. It disturbs
not,
me, the amount of people who are like.
Not into that. Yeah, if
I'm
you're
not,
into Jenna Ortega. If
How
you're into
she?
Jenna Ortega, she's like...
She's our age.
What?
Really?
Yeah, she's like right around our age.
I thought she was 20.
Okay, we'll look up some girl celebrities, because I don't even think of... Okay, obviously...
Oh my God,
the
she's
new movie
21,
that came
guys.
Out. Yeah, older than us.
Oh, yeah, what? Yeah, she's 21.
Old.
She's old.
Has anyone seen the new movie Anyone Boo? I've not seen it.
I have not, but I want to so bad.
I do too. Let's watch it together.
Perfect.
Like,
night.
Okay, Glenn Powell, he's hot. Thoughts on Sydney Sweeney. Let's talk about that.
She's gorgeous.
Who the freak
oh my
is
God,
Sweeney?
So
oh my pretty. God. I got you, man.
Pull her up, Mariah.
With an S.
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh. Overrated.
Whoa, what?
Overrated.
I would flip
her. I didn't think of girl celebrities.
I think she's overrated. I think
I would flip
her
for her.
I also don't care for a decent amount of celebrities. Like, Like, I
my
don't
fiance's like my fiance's is Ariana Grande.
Now, this is where we get to the main part, right? Wow, I'm washed out. But this is where we get to the main part. There we go. I brought up Madeline Klein for a reason. Does anyone know who Madeline Klein is currently dating?
No. Who is she dating? I do know. I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name. I know exactly what he looks like.
Pete Davidson.
Wait, I thought she was dating that other guy.
Pete Davidson. Madeline Klein.
The irony that we just brought up Ariana Grande, too.
Yes, also, that's even better. She also dated Ariana Grande.
Okay. I thought Madeline Klein was with Jackson Gurthy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
With what? Who? I'm sorry, pause.
That Jackson guy. He's like really tall, dark hair.
Ex-boyfriend.
Madeline.
That's crazy. Madeline,
I did not know that.
Madeline Klein and Pete Davidson have been dating reportedly since September.
How is he getting all these girls? Let's talk about that.
I also want to point out the other guys he's dated include Kim Kardashian.
He's bullying.
Seriously, like, but he's ugly.
Okay, I won't lie. Personality. He's really funny though.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's just that one just like little like bit of me being like, okay, I understand. I kind of understand.
No.
I want to hear that. It's not.
No,
it's not
my, I can't.
It's not my cup of tea.
He's not your cup of tea.
No.
Another one includes Carly Aquilino. I feel bad for butchering that name. Actually. Feel bad. She's blonde. Who's with guys and blonde chicks? I had to bring that up. I just had to bring up Pete Davidson.
That's
and have
so crazy.
Women after women after women after women. I mean,
there's 13 in.
Yeah, now he's pulled probably the hottest girl currently.
Oh my god!
Oh, my chair keeps falling back.
That's insane.
If he marries Madeline Klein, we're gonna have problems.
I don't think he's mentally
stable. What are you
going to
be doing? What are you going to be doing?
Nothing. I won't be doing anything. But seeing the tattoos he has, like, that can't be just me.
What are you doing?
What's wrong with some of them removed?
He is all tatted up, like, from neck down.
Okay, I understand. But, I mean, tattoos aren't bad.
They're not bad, but there's an excessive point.
Hey, it works for some people and it doesn't for others. You need to get with it or you need to get off this train, man.
Let me make it very clear. I think my girlfriend's the hottest girl on the planet, so
shout out for her. She's honestly she is gorgeous. I will say that.
Shout out to my girl who might eventually be on this podcast, you know.
I'm like dying at the same time from it though.
I am flabbergasted.
Whoa.
Every time you try to do an accent, it always comes out sounding exactly the same, even if you try to do a different one. Have you noticed?
Ow. Wow.
Oh my god, wait. How many accents can you attempt to do?
How many accents can I attempt to do?
Yeah.
Oh, I might.
No. No. What was that?
I don't know. I don't know. Putting me in the spotlight.
High pitch. Ew.
I haven't hit puberty, okay?
13-year-old Max came through just now, and that was not. I shouldn't. I don't want to talk to that.
Oh my gosh.
Tom Cruise.
Give me some guesses.
Brad Pitt. I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
is it a girl or is it an actor or actress?
Tom Cruise is number one.
Really? Now,
I got it. First try.
Even better. Someone give me a ballpark of his net worth.
Oh, it's gotta be like up. Billion.
No, it's not, actually.
It's got to be a lot, though.
What's up?
300 Six, million.
600 million is
bro.
His
net. Bro.
Tom Cruise's net.
That's
worth.
Insane. 600
million.
Okay. Okay. Guys. Guys. Guys.
Guys.
No one can tell me
yes.
that Miles Teller is not the hottest man ever, though.
Preach. Preach that right
Him
now.
In Top Gun Maverick, that scene, I,
where
oh, I can't even
his,
say this on the
beard.
Podcast, but you know what I'm talking about.
You can say it, we'll cut it out, we'll cut it out, let's hear it.
The
let's
beach
it.
Scene.
I'm so hard to him.
You what? You what? You what?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh. Oh. God, he was fantastic in this movie. He was fantastic in Footloose. He's fantastic in anything that he is in. He does. Oh my God! Look at my bicep.
A cigarette with the beard, and he goes and he throws it off. And you're like, dude, the edits. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, hold on, what? What is this?
He's such a gorgeous man. I truly love him so much. Like,
who are you?
He's 37. He's 37 years old, and he looks like that. Yep. Like, God damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just...
Because even though, like, Glenn Powell's in that movie, and he's, like, the most conventionally attractive, I feel like Miles Teller is still more attractive.
Oh, I agree. Oh, he's just... Ah! Oh!
Chef's kiss.
I just eat that up.
Whoa. Don't eat that up. Whoa.
Oh, I would love to. I would gobble it.
What? Let's see you go back to the part where Mariah said.
Oh my God, it's the scene. It's the scene of Miles.
That one photo. That's what it is.
How do I kick? Oh. How do I kick Mariah? We need to stop her. How do we kick her?
No.
I need to stop her.
I love it.
I'm
encouraging this.
I'm getting encouraged. Ooh. Oh my goodness. Sorry, Jordan. If he ever came into my life, Miles Teller, if he ever came into my life, I'm so sorry, Jordan.
He's your hall pass?
He is my hall pass. Like,
I can't hear anything.
I just muted her.
You muted her?
Thank gosh. Now we can go away from him. Moving on. I definitely muted her. That was awesome. All this power.
Oh, yeah. She's going to get you. You know how much backlash you're going to get for this.
All this power
turn it back
power
on.
That I did. All this
oh
power
my
that
God,
I
thank you.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Miles Teller, anyways. He is my hall pass.
Anyway, back to we need to control her real fast.
Are you just throwing a tippy tantrum?
My tippy tantrum is over.
Good. Be a man.
Okay, back to what we were. I don't even know what we were. This is the thing. I don't even know what we were doing.
Miles Teller.
Someone give me a new topic. I gave my topic for the day. We need a new. No, if you say Miles Teller, I will mute you. I will mute you so hard. I will mute you back to the Stone Age if you say Miles Teller one more freaking time. That may have been a little aggressive.
Okay, therapy, sorry. Guys. So I've been talking about like going to therapy, okay? Because I am like, I need it. I need it at this point. Like I'm going through shit. And did you guys know that therapy is like actually expensive?
Oh, therapy is one of the most expensive things you can do, which is also
okay. They want us to focus on our mental health, but like, why the hell is it so expensive? Like, I was looking it up, and I was trying to find one that would work with my insurance to make it cheaper for me. And I go on like BetterHealth, okay? Mind you, I'm a broke ass like student, okay? And they give a student discount, which is like a little bit off, which that's nice. But it would be like $208 still a month.
With the discount and the insurance?
It wasn't even giving me an option to put my insurance in. Yeah.
I wonder if like you can just ask your insurance, like, still bill it through.
I don't know. I need to be educated about this. But like, if you guys I don't even know. Like, I don't understand why it's so expensive. Like do you guys want us to, like, sit here and suffer?
That's the thing, too. I understand suffer. Therapists are licensed, but, like, my friend can sit there for free and listen to me.
Exactly.
Trying to
scan only thing my they face. Can't do is prescribe me meds. Like, I...
Please scan my
face. I don't know if prescribing, like, you don't... I'm not saying you do need to be... Or that you don't need to
no,
be
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that my friends can't prescribe me, but they can listen. Like, that's the only difference that I'm seeing here.
Unless they're a drug dealer.
True.
What did I just hear? What? What?
Oh,
I was trying to scan my face. What just happened?
unless you're a drug dealer. That's what you missed. Look at this bicep right now.
Girl.
I'm jacked. I'm just messing with my hair tie. This is natural. I can't.
She goes, this is natty. This is natty. This
perfect.
Is natty.
Anyways. No, but therapy, perfect. Like, I don't understand it. Why it's so expensive? Like, it's so stupid. I just want some help. I don't want my trauma anymore. You guys can take it back.
You guys can take my trauma back.
You guys can distribute it evenly between
oh my god, I need quite a few people to distribute my trauma from me.
Why is therapy so expensive? The high entry cost of business. Multiple years of schooling are required to qualify, and therapists have complete hours of low-paid work to gain experience for a license.
Wrong.
Therapy sessions in the U.S. are estimated to cost...
You can get a bachelor's of 4 years and be certified as a freaking therapist, guys.
Yeah, like you can get, like, a PhD, can't you, with the...
Yeah, like, that's a thing. Like, yeah, you can go higher. Of course you can. You can go higher with anything that you go into. I mean, me personally, going into art education, like, could I go to grad school and get, like... more degrees to where I can teach higher level to be a professor? Yeah, of course I can. Am I? Hell no. I don't want to deal with that shit. Like,
period.
Amen.
Exactly. I don't want to be done with school.
Breach.
No, I'm not dealing with that shit at all. Did you guys know that today is my big. Exactly halfway point until my birthday. Today is.
Oh, nice.
21 in 6 months, man. Exactly today.
I'm 19 in 2 or 3 months. I don't know when my birthday is.
Okay, well, yours isn't that cool. Mine is halfway.
What do you mean mine isn't that cool? Mine is literally on the summer solstice. Actually, the day after.
I don't even know what the summer solstice is. What is that?
Some of the sun.
Oh.
Something with the sun. No, yeah, you're right.
Is it like the longest day of the year or some crap like that?
Yes, it is. Summer solstice is the longest.
Is it like a series of days or just one day?
It's the sun appears at its highest elevation with a noon position. So yeah, technically it's the longest day of the year.
Anyways.
Well, Mariah ate some chocolate. Anyway.
Oh, whoa, I actually hate chocolate. We've already had this discussion last podcast.
We had a very long 30-minute discussion about what the favorite candy is. Workaholics have decided it is Reese's Pieces. Reese's Cups.
But, yeah, Reese's Cups. But, like, Swedish Fish, though, guys?
Yeah, no, that's cute.
I still think it's superior.
I think I don't like the taste of wax.
That sounds like
no.
You sound like a personal. All right, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
No, you're getting a little hostile again.
I'm not getting hostile.
Thanks so much for watching, guys. We're not watching. Fuck. Anyways, restart. thanks so much for listening, you guys. It's been good. I feel like this podcast is, like, starting to grow a lot more. We want to just thank you so much for following us on the Instagram, which is Workaholics. I think there's an underscore in there. I don't really know. Look us up. We had fun talking and hanging out with you guys. Next week's podcast is going to be fantastic. I cannot wait. We got some things planned.
A banger.
Woo!
It's going to be a banger. And yeah.
This podcast has been a blast. Hope you guys have a better week than I've had. Already started out on a great note. Max, lead us out.
From old grandmas with guns to Miles Teller, this is the Workaholic saying.
Good night.